Broadway World, Some Like It Pop podcast. I'm Matt Scaminetti, Broadway World senior TV and film critic, and I'm joined by the brains of our operation, Broadway World TV's Los Angeles bureau chief and queen of pop culture OCD, Jennifer McHugh. How are things out west, Jen?
It's pretty hot out here, I'm not going to lie, Matt.
I'm in Orlando, Florida. I know about hot. You can follow Jen on Twitter at FBQ, and you can follow me at BWWMatt. You can also read us across various Broadway World sites. This week, we will have the Primetime Emmys covered in every imaginable way. Our team will have features on over a dozen different nominees that have ties to the theater. We'll have full-blown prediction articles later in the week. We'll have live results, live commentary, and of course, live tweeting during the show. So if your Emmy coverage is lacking a certain theater perspective, make sure that Broadway World is your home for everything Emmy on Sunday night. So Jen, we are going to focus on the Emmys today. We're going to take our picks and discuss the bigger categories. We have not shared our picks with each other. We do not know how the other one is leaning. And to be honest, it makes me a little nervous that we're kind of new in this podcasting thing. I'm afraid that some extreme bitterness and hatred could come if we end up disagreeing on some of these categories.
I don't know about bitterness and hatred. I just need you to accept the fact that you're probably wrong.
I'm gonna defer until I actually hear what you pick before I go anywhere with that one.
Okay.
One thing I do think is important for everybody who is going to get invested in the Emmys to remember is that the Emmys mean absolutely nothing. They are a nice little award, but they are never an accurate representation of what was the best performances and shows on TV from the last year. They are as much about politics as they are performance. There's a lot of quid pro quo that goes on behind the scenes. And basically the vast majority of the voting body for the Emmys are white men over the age of 65. So it's fun to root for your favorites, and obviously Jen and I are going to probably disagree, and we'll have our favorites, and it's a nice boost for shows and artists to get to say their Emmy winners, but they don't really mean anything. Just because Modern Family has won the last four comedies Emmys does not mean it's the best comedy on TV. So I think that's important to get out there. We understand that, but that doesn't mean we're not going to pick and get frustrated over the snubs and everything anyway.
I would have to agree. I think it's just for fun. Living here in the Mecca of Hollywood, there are campaigns and billboards everywhere. Please vote for this, please vote for that. And it's really about money. Modern Family is on ABC/Disney, so you can imagine that they're everywhere.
Yeah, that's a good point. In the theater world, we often hear about all of the campaigns for the Tonys, but out in LA, where there's a whole lot more money in TV than there is in Broadway in New York, I can't imagine how overwhelming these campaigns must be. Another thing that I think is important in terms of the logistics of the Emmys is to remember that these awards are for shows that debuted between June 1st of 2014 and May 31st of 2015. So shows that air in the summer are over a year behind in terms of this calendar. So mainly for these nominations, Orange is the New Black is actually nominated for season two, even though season three debuted, 3.5 months ago. So we're a season or two behind for shows that debut in the summer. So I think that's important for people to remember. All right, so let's get down. Let's start with the biggie. Outstanding drama series. Last year, Breaking Bad went out in a reign of glory and took down this one. The big question is its prequel, Better Call Saul, going to take that? Or will kind of the Breaking Bad of this year, Mad Men, the big cultural phenomenon show that's leaving, going to take that mantle? Jen, first, what do you think is going to win?
I think that Mad Men will win. AMC has become the darling of the Emmys, and with Breaking Bad gone, it kind of opens the door for... And Mad Men was on before Breaking Bad, and people
yes.
tend to forget that because Breaking Bad got so huge. And I think that it's kind of gotten the shaft of the last few years. Not that Breaking Bad is undeserving of all those awards, but I really do hope that Mad Men can finally pull off this award. I hate that Orange is the New Black is in the drama category. I just don't agree with that.
Yeah, and that's something that we could have mentioned as well when we were kind of talking about the politics. That is the show and the network's choice as to which category they go in. There is an appeal process and all this stuff. But last year, for their first season, Orange is the New Black won awards in the comedy category. This year, they thought maybe it was more prestigious or they had a better shot to win in the drama category. I would say they probably have a less likely chance to win this year being in drama. But they chose to be considered as a drama, and the nominating committee obliged them in that. So I think it's going to be behind the eight ball in a lot of those. I have to agree that Mad Men is going to win. I think over the course of time, the Emmys like to reward shows at the end of their run. Things that might have been overlooked because of competition. I just feel like Mad Men is going to take this home. And to be honest with you, I'm not a huge Game of Thrones fan, so I can't tell you that I've seen a lot of it, other than I do know that people said this season was probably the best season of them all. But the shows I do watch, Homeland was not good this year. I mean, it was better than before, but it still wasn't good. House of Cards, again, the fact that Homeland and House of Cards are even in this category in terms of nominations shows you just how screwed up the nominations are. So I think Mad Men will win. And to be honest with you, even though the second half of this last season of Mad Men was not great, I think it should. You know, I mean, it's a major touch point in this past decade. So I think it should take home the trophy. I mean, I think it will, and I think it should.
I think another thing to be mentioned about the Emmys is that they are creatures of habit. I don't think they like to vote for new things or mix it up with new actors. That's more the Golden Globes kind of a thing.
Yes, absolutely.
And
yes.
I mean, you can tell that by the Modern Family consistent wins, by the Jim Parsons, by the David Hyde Pierces. You know, once you get a trophy, you're going to get the next consecutive few. There's obviously exceptions, but they do tend to almost be lazy in the form of seeking out new television and awarding it.
Yeah, the Hollywood Foreign Press, who does the Golden Globes, is definitely on the cutting edge. That's why you saw things like Transparent, which we'll talk about a little later, sweep the comedy awards at the Golden Globes. You also saw Gina Rodriguez win for Jane the Virgin, who isn't even nominated here. And so it's a little frustrating. The fact that Tatiana Maslany has already won for Orphan Black and the Golden Globes and is just now getting her first nomination 3 years in for the Emmys, it definitely shows you that the cutting edge of rewarding television excellence is definitely with the Golden Globes as opposed to the Emmys. But in this category, we agree that Mad Men both should win and is going to win for outstanding drama. Anything else, any thoughts, any dark horses or anything else that you think might sneak in there?
I honestly would not be upset if Better Call Saul snuck in. It was one of my favorite new shows of the year, and people still love Breaking Bad, and there's a very good chance that it could be a spoiler.
Yeah, I mean, Breaking Bad was the darling of the Emmys for years, and how much does that wave extend to Better Call Saul? Not only was it a good show, but it has Breaking Bad nostalgia and love behind it. You're right, I think that could sneak in, and I would not underestimate Downton Abbey. It's that show that old white people like, so they very well could win at the Emmys. Moving on from there, though, that kind of leads us into talk of the best lead actor in a drama series. Much like Breaking Bad winning in the drama category last year, Bryan Cranston won last year. And this year, is it going to be Bob Odenkirk for Better Call Saul, following in that Breaking Bad footsteps? Or is John Hamm finally, for the love of God, going to win an Emmy for playing Don Draper?
God, I hope so. He is so overdue. And it's not just one of those things where you're like, just give it to him. He deserves it. He really freaking deserves it. He is long overdue for this award. His portrayal of Don Draper will literally go down in history as one of the best ever. And he has never, ever received an Emmy for it.
Yeah, I mean, it really is kind of staggering. It's one of those things that, like, if you were at a party and were trying to stump people on TV trivia, I think you would probably win some money asking how many Emmys John Hamm won for playing Don Draper. He has not won a single one. And you're right, this is not a Susan Lucci Lifetime Achievement Award kind of thing. He deserves to win. Maybe not for this season, but for the whole breadth of this series, he deserves to take home a trophy. And I think he's going to win, and I think he should. You know, there is a part of me that every time I see Kyle Chandler's name nominated for anything, I want him to win just so he can get up and give a speech. And maybe he'll end it with Clear Eyes, Full Hearts Can't Lose. So part of me wants Kyle Chandler to win, but he shouldn't win. John Hamm should win. And it's an interesting field here. You've got Bob Odenkirk from Better Call Saul. You've got Kyle Chandler for Bloodline. The fact that Kevin Spacey is nominated for House of Cards, okay, fine. He still had a good portrayal. But the fact that Jeff Daniels is nominated for The Newsroom, one of the most disappointing shows in television history is shocking to me. And Liev Schreiber, who is a great actor, I didn't know that anyone watched Ray Donovan or that that show was even still on the air. So I just don't understand this category whatsoever. Just give John Hamm the trophy and let's try to get back to some semblance of normalcy.
Well, we'll save the newsroom argument for another time because it was brilliant. But
no.
I would have to agree that I think that John Hamm is the clear winner. I could honestly see Kevin Spacey sneaking in because he's beloved in this town. And like you said, it's rightly so.
It's not against Kevin Spacey.
Correct. Well, thinking of, as you said, the voter base, I could see them swaying towards him. Because even as well-known as Jeff Daniels and John Hamm are, they're going to see Kevin Spacey, and that could easily get a vote just based on that name.
You're right. And don't get me wrong. I watched all three seasons. I watched every episode of Newsroom, and I didn't hate it. But I love – my two of my favorite shows of all time are Sports Night and The West Wing, and I was expecting so much from the Newsroom. And to be let down with Aaron Sorkin's pontification all the time is – It became a little too much, but we'll save that for later. Okay, so far we're in agreement on the Mad Men wave of wins. Okay, I'm feeling good that we're not going to hate each other after this so far.
We're still early in the broadcast.
Okay, that's true. Okay, moving on to drama for lead actress. Last year, Juliana Margulies won for The Good Wife. She is not nominated this year. This year we've got Taraji P. Henson from Empire. We've got Claire Danes for Homeland. Viola Davis, two-time Tony winner Viola Davis for How to Get Away with Murder. We have my favorite, Tatiana Maslany for Orphan Black. We have Elizabeth Moss from Mad Men and Robin Wright from House of Cards. I'm kind of all over the place on who's going to win this one. Jen, who do you have taking this one home?
Well, like you said, my personal favorite is Tatiana Maslany because...
Good for you.
What do you have to do to win an Emmy? My God. However, I think my gut is telling me Viola Davis. And correct me if I'm wrong, but would this be the first African-American woman to win this award?
You know, I don't know.
I'm 93% sure that that's true. And I honestly, Shondaland, you know, it gets bigger every year. Kerry Washington isn't in this category for the first time. And I really would be surprised if Viola Davis didn't walk away with it.
I like How to Get Away with Murder, and she delivered a great performance, very layered for a show that doesn't really often give you chances to be layered because it's so fast and moves from one plot point to the next, which is kind of a Shondaland thing, which is one of the reasons why so many people love How to Get Away with Murder and Scandal specifically. To me, that performance just did not scream Emmy. It just didn't seem to have the prestige that goes along with it. But you're right. She could have critical support behind her. I kind of just defaulted to Elizabeth Moss in this category because of how beloved her performance is on Mad Men. And I'm kind of leaning towards a Mad Men sweep so far. But I could honestly see Taraji P. Henson winning as well, maybe being the other African-American female to win this award. She was kind of the cultural darling of this season as Cookie on Empire, and it'd be hard pressed to say that she shouldn't win. We both mentioned Tatiana Maslany. I think Orphan Black, the first season of Orphan Black, is one of the greatest seasons of TV that I've ever seen, and her performance in that season will stand a test of time against anything you ever want to put up with it. However, the show has decreased significantly in terms of quality in storylines over the last 2 years. So I'm non-committal on this one.
Well, I do watch Empire obsessively, but I think personally that Cookie is kind of a caricature more than of a brilliant acting piece like Viola Davis. I will say that if Tatiana Maslany wins, I will stand up and cheer because that would be an amazing breakthrough for the Emmys to give something that's not on ABC an Emmy.
All right, we're going to move over now to Outstanding Comedy Series. This has been Modern Family's category for longer than anybody would care to remember. It won last year, and it's up this year against Louie, Parks and Recreation, Silicon Valley, Transparent, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and Veep. And I think this is probably going to be one of the easier categories of the night to pick. I would be shocked if Transparent doesn't win, and I think rightfully so. It just seems like it's the right show at the right time with the right people. It's got all the support from the critics and public behind it. And with everything that's going on in our society, it would be nice if the Emmys, rather than retroactively looking back and trying to shoehorn its feel, its say into a cultural discussion, to be on the forefront of a cultural discussion and to recognize a show like Transparent that does so beautifully and poignantly and humanely address the topic of transgender Americans that really is not seen on widely popular TV. And this is obviously not on broadcast television. This is on Amazon. It's streaming. But I think the fact that if the Emmys are able to recognize this in such a public way, I think it'll be another step forward for the cultural discussion on LGBT issues in America.
I agree. I think that it's probably going to win. However, in this category, I don't know why Louis is in there, because if you watch Louis, it's not a comedy. It is just a depressing, and I don't know. It's great, but it's not a comedy. My fear is Modern Family will win again out of habit.
Heaven help us.
But I think Parks and Rec is way overdue, but the last season doesn't deserve the Emmy. I love Silicon Valley and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, but I don't think there's a better comedy out there than Veep. I'm sorry.
It's hard to argue. That show is just...
It's perfection.
It's just so Veep. I mean, it has its own style. It is unlike anything else. And you're right, it's great. And I loved Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I would love to see that win just so NBC continues to look like the proverbial dumpster fire of a network that it is. But I would just be shocked if anything other than Transparent took home the trophy.
I agree. I think it will win, but Veep is definitely my favorite.
Yeah, I'm not going to hate you for that.
That's fair.
I'll reserve judgment. I'll reserve judgment. You are, as we've discussed before, you watch far more comedies than I do.
That's very true.
I have a dark, frigid black soul, so I prefer
Agreed.
Not to laugh. So I will defer to you in terms of comedies, but I would love to see Kimmy Schmidt win, but I think Transparent will take it home. But that moves us into the lead actress category, because a lot of these comedies that we talked about, Kimmy Schmidt, Veep, Parks and Recreation, are led by women. And I think while the lead actress in a drama series category is not the formidable category that it should be, the lead actress category is stacked with great performances and great actual solid lead performances. Julia Louis-Dreyfus won last year and is obviously a front runner this year. But you've also got Lisa Kudrow for The Comeback, Lily Tomlin from Grace and Frankie, which is a really fun, sweet show. Then you've got Inside Amy Schumer, Edie Falco with Nurse Jackie, another one of those shows that does not belong in this category. Amy Poehler with Parks and Rec, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus for Veep. So can I take it that since Veep is your favorite comedy, that you're saying Julia Louis-Dreyfus should win?
I think she will win. I also think that Amy Schumer's in the middle of a pretty big moment right now, and I would not be surprised if she snuck in there. She's everywhere. Everyone likes her. She's edgy. And she is just at that point where she is not yet overexposed. So she may sneak in there and surprise everybody, but I do think that Julia, our sweet, sweet president, Selena Meyer, will take it.
But, like, what else does Julia Louis-Dreyfus need? I think she has, like, four Emmys already.
And everyone deserved.
I'm not holding it against her, but she's also got, like, $750 million, and I don't know if she really needs another Emmy. They're like, can we just stop already? Does she need another one? I think she will probably win, just be out of habit, you're right. But I think Amy Schumer should win, and I hope she wins. The stuff that she has been able to do on Inside Amy Schumer has been brilliant this season. They're never more so than the 12 Angry Jurors episode, or 12 Angry Men episode.
Agreed.
I think to really separate comedies, you have to look at if they're doing more than just making you laugh. And unfortunately, while I think Modern Family started out doing more than just making you laugh by showing such a different, eclectic group that comprised a loving family, it did something that no other sitcom did. Amy Schumer is completely breaking every mold of a network comedy, and granted, it's on Comedy Central. I mean, it's sketch comedy, but with that, and then the makeup song. I mean, it's brilliant. It's breaking barriers. It's pushing the conversation of women's equality and the misogyny they face every day to a more public level. And I think she is having a major impact on that discussion in America. So I think you're right. I want Amy Schumer to win. I think she should win. I don't know if she's going to, but
well,
I really hope
she won
she
last
does.
She won an Emmy last night for the makeup
she
song.
Did.
And
yes.
And I everything you said is correct. If by no other example than the video game assault on female officers episode in season one, that minor statement on assault and women in the armed forces was one of the most amazing things I ever saw. So I do hope she gets recognized for many reasons. I just hope that her moment continues and people realize just the impact she's making.
She's brilliant, and I think similar to what I said about Transparent being the right show at the right time, Amy Schumer is doing the same thing, and I was always kind of on and off Amy Schumer, the inside Amy Schumer, just because I don't watch a lot of comedies, but I really bought in and went back and watched almost all of it with that 12 Angry Men episode. If you haven't seen it, you've got to go watch it. It has Paul Giamatti, it has
Jeff Goldblum,
and if you put that next to the old Henry Fonda 12 Angry Men movie, it is such a beautiful parody of that movie. It really is breathtaking to take it from a murder in 12 Angry Men to deciding whether or not Amy Schumer was hot enough to be a lead on TV and in movies. It was so poignant and so great. It really is a career-defining episode of television as far as I'm concerned.
Agreed.
Yeah. See, we're doing okay.
I know.
We don't
hate
each other yet.
It's
we're
oddly
doing
unsettling.
All right. Oh, Lord. All right. Let's go through some of these supporting actor ones.
Well, wait, the lead actor.
Oh,
which
right.
Honestly,
lead actor.
I think is the easiest category of the night.
You're right. It's lead actor in a comedy series. Last year won by Jim Parsons, who shockingly is not nominated this year. And I say that only mildly sarcastically. But we've got Anthony Anderson for Black-ish, Matt LeBlanc, holy Matt LeBlanc sighting, for Episodes, which is a fun show that just still does not deserve to be nominated. Don Cheadle in House of Lies, which is not a comedy. Will Forte, The Last Man on Earth, which is straddling the line of comedy and drama for me, although I think it's great, if not a little one note. Louis C.K. again, not all that funny. William H. Macy, Shameless, not a comedy. And Jeffrey Tambor and Transparent. Can we just give it to Jeff?
Yeah,
and move on?
I mean, I think he should just walk in, they should hand it to him, and the ceremony should be over. Because, like you said, I mean, Anthony Anderson is seriously the only one in that category that stars in a comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, Transparent walks that line, too. There's a lot of stuff in there that is not funny at all. They have a comedic take on it, but I wouldn't classify it as a comedy any more than Shameless. So I think the statue is his to lose. If anyone wins beside him, it would be the biggest upset of the night.
Yeah. All right, did I miss anything else before we go to the supporting actors?
No, I think that's it.
All right, so we're going to kind of knock through some of these supporting actor categories fairly quickly, just so we get them out of the way, we get on record. Both Jen and I and some other people will break down even more categories in an article on Broadway World on Friday, so you can take a look at our full predictions. I am going to put a caveat. I very well might change some of these. As you can tell, I'm all over the place on some of these. I'm not sure where I want to go, so I'm going to reserve the right to change some of these, but we'll pick a whole bunch of more awards in an article on Friday. But let's start off with supporting actor in a drama here. Aaron Paul won last year. We've got Jonathan Banks for Better Call Saul, Ben Mendelsohn for Bloodline, Jim Carter for Downton Abbey, Peter Dinklage for Game of Thrones, Alan Cumming for The Good Wife, and Michael Kelly for House of Cards. Jen, who do you got winning?
I'm going to go with the personal favorite here, even though it's a long shot. I'm rooting for Ben Mendelsohn.
Me too. Good for you. I think he should win, and I want him to win. I don't think there is a chance in the fiery pits of the Florida Keys for him to win. But I hope he does.
I think Peter Dinklage might walk away with it, and deservedly so. The little I've seen of Game of Thrones, it's his show.
No pun intended.
I'm funny even when I don't try to be.
Peter Dinklage would be fine. Jonathan Banks would probably be fine as well. There's so much good prestige shows in this category that it feels like the Emmy voters could go with any of them. But if they really want to make the right choice, I really think Ben Mendelsohn should win. His portrayal on Bloodline was, I think, one of the best of all time. Like, I think his character is one of the most interesting characters in TV in a very long time. So I think we're agreed. It doesn't really matter who it goes to because it should be Ben Mendelsohn's. Moving on to the supporting actress in a drama. Last year, Anna Gunn, another Breaking Bad, not there anymore. We've got Joanne Froggatt for Downton Abbey, Lena Headey for Game of Thrones, Emilia Clarke for Game of Thrones, Christine Baranski, two-time Tony winner for The Good Wife, Christina Hendricks for Mad Men, Uza Aduba for Orange is the New Black, who won as guest actress in last year's comedy category, now nominated as best supporting as she's been bumped up to a series regular in the drama category. This is one where, honestly, I have, other than the fact that Uzo is a Broadway favorite, as is Christine Baranski, I really have no opinion because none of these scream Emmy to me. Not that they were bad, I'm not a huge Game of Thrones fan. I guess Christina Hendricks, I'm going to go with her just because of the Mad Men wave, but
I agree. I think in the categories overall, this is the weakest. Not because any of these ladies are bad, but there was just nothing over-the-top screaming awards in this, right, in their season. So I, too, and I hate agreeing with you this much, I, too, will root for Christina Hendricks out of Mad Men and AMC loyalty.
There you go. See? This could be the most boring prediction podcast in the history of the world because we're agreeing on everything, mainly because we're both right. That's how it works.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. Here's one that I have a feeling, well, I'm not going to give away my answer here because I want to hear yours first. Supporting actor in a comedy. This is one that was won by Ty Burrell last year. Modern Family could take home any comedy category that there is, so he very well could win again. He's up against Andre Brower for Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Adam Driver for Girls, Keegan-Michael Key for Key and Peele, Titus Burgess from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and Tony Hale for Veep. I'm going to let you go first since you are the comedy expert. Who do you think first is going to win this category?
Well, I will say this. Like the supporting actress in a drama, I don't care about this category because if any of these guys win, I will be happy. Every single one of them deserve it.
So it's the opposite. It's the complete opposite.
Yes, a complete 180. I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And on Modern Family, Phil Dunphy is the star. I hate the show Girls. I think it is horrible. Adam Driver is the only redeeming quality on it. Veep, you know, is my favorite, and Tony Hale is a genius. I don't know how you nominate Key and not Peele, but if he wins, again, another win for sketch comedy. But my favorite's Titus.
Wow. So you think Titus is going to win?
I do.
Or do you want him to win?
I want him to win. I don't know who will win, because I think any of these guys will win. If the past has to predict it, I would guess Ty Burrell.
Okay. First off, I don't watch Girls either, but I do have an interview coming up that'll go live tomorrow with Andrew Rannells, so hopefully you don't hate him as well.
No, I love him.
Yeah.
He's the Book of Mormon.
I think there is a bit of Modern Family fatigue. Not only that, I think the committee is likely at this point, after this long, they usually cycle out of love with shows. I think not only that, but I think they're probably tired of hearing how wrong they are picking them every year. So I think this is one where, even though Ty Burrell is probably the most deserving from Modern Family, I don't think he's going to win. I honestly think Tony Hale is going to win this one because of how much love Veep has had in the last few years, mainly because of the pool and the star of Julia Louis-Dreyfus. But I think Tony Hale is being seen and recognized as a star for the first time in his really long, storied character actor career. I think he's going to win. But like you, my heart belongs to Titus. I didn't know what to expect of that. Like I said, I don't purposely watch a lot of comedies, mainly because, as we've talked about before, the serial nature of shows is important to me. And once I start something, it's hard for me to give it up. Like, I watched Once Upon a Time for like 3 years, even though only the first four episodes interested me at all, but I kept with it out of Catholic obligation. But I got into Kimmy Schmidt and just watched it in like a day because it's that funny, it's that good. And really, a lot of the laugh lines on that show come from Titus, and I would love to see him win.
God, we agreed again.
Sorry, this is the last chance, and this might be one where I might disagree with you just to disagree with you because I I don't know that I care enough to actually have a strong opinion, but it's the best supporting actress in a comedy. Last year won by Allison Janney, who I think actually won 8 Emmys last year. I think she even won Best Lead Actor in a Drama Series just because she's that good. But this year she's again nominated for Mom. She is up against Mayim Bialik from The Big Bang Theory, Niecy Nash for Getting On, Julie Bowen of Modern Family, Kate McKinnon, Saturday Night Live's lone acting nomination in the major categories, Gabby Hoffman for Transparent, Jane Krakowski for Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and then Veep, my girl, Anna Chlumsky, who made her Broadway debut this year. I'm going to make an admission that will probably hurt your comedy-loving heart.
More than likely.
First off, we talked about my love for The West Wing, and for me, Allison Janney will always be C.J. Craig. So I started watching a little bit of Mom. Not like I felt like I had to watch it, but I watched it because of her. And it's actually a lot funnier than I thought it would be. And I'm going to admit that I don't hate Chuck Lorre sitcoms. I don't love them, but I don't hate them. Big Bang Theory routinely makes me laugh. It does not make me think whatsoever like so many other of these comedies do. And like I said, I like comedies that are a little bit more socially centered. But I don't hate Chuck Lorre shows, and I feel bad admitting that as a critic, but I kind of like Mom, and I kind of want Allison Janney to win.
Finally.
You're so happy that you can yell at me.
I'm so happy that you're so wrong. I adore Allison Janney. CJ Craig is one of the best characters ever.
But
in this category, like, with Gabby Hoffman and Anna Chlumsky, it's like the revenge of the child actors from the 90s.
Seriously.
But I have been told that I am Amy from Veep, so I have a special kinship with Anna Chlumsky on that show. Is it Chlumsky or Chlumsky? I don't know how to say her name.
All the theater people say Chlumsky. I think probably all the Hollywood people say Chlumsky, so whichever one. We'll meet in the middle.
All right. Well, I have an affinity for her, and I think Gabby, honestly, is the odds-on favorite. If Transparent tends to want to be topical and break through with these awards that night, she's great on that show, and I think that would be a great story. If they want to be boring, it might go to Julie Bowen. But honestly, I'm rooting for Kate McKinnon.
I would not hate that either.
I think she is the star right now of Saturday Night Live. Her Justin Bieber impression is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And just to finally see a Saturday Night Live person get an Emmy for acting would just be wonderful. I think sketch comedy does not get enough claim on TV. So between her and Amy Schumer and Keegan-Michael Key, they're finally starting to be represented, but I would love to see her walk away with an award.
Let's be honest here. In terms of sketch comedy hierarchy, while The Prestige might go to Saturday Night Live, in terms of quality, it is nowhere near Key and Peele or Amy Schumer. And a lot of that has to do with the nature of the show being live on a weekly basis. But it pales in comparison in terms of sketch comedy to the shows on Comedy Central right now. So I'm not surprised that Saturday Night Live doesn't get the love because I don't know that it necessarily deserves it. It hasn't been great in a long time. And to be honest with you, I'm so old that it's hard for me to stay up late enough to watch it anymore. Kate McKinnon is the star, and I really thought Cicely Strong would be a couple seasons ago. I thought she would break out, and she really hasn't. And Kate McKinnon's kind of taken that mantle over. So I'd be fine with her winning. No one in this category really gets my blood pumping in terms of having to win. But it's CJ. How can you go against CJ?
Because I can.
Okay. All right. Well, those are our predictions. Like I said, we will have a full article with our predictions. We'll have predictions by other Broadway World TV writers. We'll also have a couple of celebrity special guests making picks as well. So check that out on Broadway World TV on Friday. And stick with us for all of the Broadway World Emmy coverage. Like I said, I will be doing a live recap during the Emmys. We will be live tweeting from @BWWTVWorld. I guess maybe next week we'll find out which one of us won more. I think I think it's going to be tough considering we picked the same on like every category.
That's true.
I'm still going to...
Maybe you'll mix it up a little in your article.
We'll be back in a week or so with our kind of preview of the new fall TV season, what we're looking forward to, what we're hoping goes away, some of the new shows that are just taking off, and some shows that are returning. So for Jen McHugh, this is, I guess we're calling this Some Like It Pop, Broadway World's pop culture podcast. Yeah, definitely need to work on a sign-off there. That's okay. 1 Some Like It Pop is not brought to you by iZombie, the TV drama about the undead that delivers satisfying episodes more often than just season premieres and finales. iZombie stars Rose McIver as Liv Moore, the world's most ironically named medical student, who is scratched by a zombie at a boat party, turning her into an incredibly pale, murder-solving morgue attendant. Not only does Liv eat the brains of murder victims to stay semi-alive, but in doing so, she receives the victims' memories and personalities, allowing her to hunt down the people who killed them. iZombie returns for its second season on the CW on Tuesday, October 6th at 9 p.m. And remember, this message was not brought to you by iZombie.